This podcast replay is brought to you by Craig Zinn's Acura Pembroke Pines. Visit the number one volume Acura dealership in the Southeast United States 12 years in a row at 15601 Pines Boulevard in Pembroke Pines.
No, there's no battle at running back, bro. That's a carousel. They use Mostert, they use Wilson, they'll use A-Chain. There's no battle there. That's three guys that will complement each other and they'll milk the hot hand at the moment, and that's kind of what they'll do. No battle there. That's the thing. There aren't really a lot of battles, actually. Nobody's battling at defensive end. Defensive tackle, I am kind of intrigued on the Raekwon Davis thing with Fangio, but it's not really a battle. Because I can't say there's another tackle that they got that for sure is there to... No, Jason Sanders, I don't think has much competition either. They have a kicker in camp, but I don't know if I look at it as a battle right now. And I think Jason did, you know, he kind of eased everybody's feelings a little bit towards the end of the year when he played better and hit a couple of really nice field goals, including that long one against the Bills, I think? Yeah, in the playoff. Yeah, he hit one against the Bills. Big old question, seriously. What's more important, signing Dalvin Cook or re-signing Wilkins, Zach Tyler, and Connor Williams with the 13? Connor Williams is under contract, bro. Why would you want to? Connor Williams just only cleared his first year. I think he's got like three more years. What are you talking about, dude? Problem cap for life, to be completely honest, your question makes zero sense. That's all. Because you've included Dalvin Cook in there, which just, you know, it's just, there's no use for that. There's no importance to bringing Dalvin Cook here. Go ahead. What do you got?
Nothing NFL news, but nothing Dolphin related. The Minnesota Vikings paid off their debt on U.S. Bank Stadium 23 years early per Front Office Sports. That move will save Minnesota taxpayers $226 million in interest.
Way to go, Ziggy Wolf. Okay, that's the owner still, right? Ziggy Wolf? I want to say the owner of the Vikings is Ziggy Wolf. W-Y-L-F? Ziggy Wolf? I'm going to have to block the names Dalvin Cook, DeAndre Hopkins from showing up on my timeline. I know it's just absolute nonsense. Dalvin Cook is, you know, what are you going to do? Bro, he wants money. You're in a trade. No use for that. Done. Does he want $3-4 million? Come on over. He wants a nice cheap contract? Well, we'll take it. Nobody's signing Dalvin Cook in Miami for money. There's no need for that, bro. None. Nothing. Okay, an often injured running back, terrific talent. You do not risk picks and money for Dalvin Cook. If he wants $3-4 million, give it to him. But you've got backs here. Backs aren't the problem. Too many of you make something out of absolutely nothing. Both running backs average over 4.5 yards a carry. They drafted an incredibly dynamic back that's going to help them out. Running back is not a need for the Miami Dolphins. The bigger need, you freaking morons, is to fix the offensive line. And the other bigger need than the running back is for the freaking coach to stick to the running game when it's working. Some of you out there, you like really didn't watch the games. You really don't pay attention to what's going on. Dalvin Cook is not the necessity here. That's an absolute luxury. The necessity is fixing left guard and right tackle. That's the real necessity. Because if I fix that, I can get Omar Kelly to run for 1,000 yards behind them.
Why? You don't have faith in Omar Kelly?
Well, you saw his Photoshop legs.
Yeah, it's a grinding season there,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, 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 yeah.